Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
When the kids taste this sweet apple juice, they just can't say no.
When the youngsters try this spicy hot sauce, it leaves them with a burning desire.
When they savor these ice cream flavors, they come running back for more.
Tobacco and vape companies are targeting our kids with flavors they love and packaging that's irresistible. Kids will try anything.
Just add the right flavor.
That's not okay. Join the fight to protect our kids at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
Delivering dependable for 30 years, Superior Livestock Auction, with their next sale coming Thursday, April 30th, live beginning at 8 a.m. on Dish Network, SLA TV, Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Offering 32,640 head, including almost 12,000 yearling steers, 5,300 yearling heifers, 8,000 wean calves, and 5,800 calves on cows. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
Well, generally light overall cash cattle trade developed last week, with prices covering a generally wide range. Full range in southern live trade was $148 to $160, generally $5 lower than the previous week. In the north, dress trade was $93 to $100, about $5 lower as well. Limited interest is expected this week, even though there's been light buying in the last several weeks. Lighter production levels at plants have left packers with little incentive to purchase additional cattle. The continued uncertainty of plant operations of outbreaks in each plant is day-to-day. That issue will continue to be closely monitored on all levels. Light end of the week buyer support in the hog futures may spark renewed technically driven support early today. Given the shift higher in the last couple of trading sessions, technical long-term lows may have been set. Even though there is growing uncertainty about overall processing plants reopening in the near future, the concern seems to be fading of further widespread pressure. Wheat prices weaker overnight, continuing the heavy selling witnessed on Friday. At the lows, July Chicago wheat was off 18.5 cents, with the selling coming despite no material changes to forecasts for the U.S. Southern Plains or Southern Russia. The next week sees no meaningful precipitation across the driest areas of the Southern Plains. Easier corn prices overnight, with July corn following through where Friday left off. July corn is 11 cents removed from contract lows set on April 21st, but the short-term trend is flipped back lower. Producers in the Western Corn Belt have been hitting planting hard the last week, with social media proclaiming planting done in parts of Iowa and Illinois. Soybean and meal are trading higher overnight, while soybean oil is lower amid additional losses in Malaysian palm oil. July soybeans are the lowest for the first time of year since 2007, despite prospects for ending stocks to be nearly half of last year, and ending stocks for 2021 projected to be close to 40% smaller than this year. We're going to check futures right after this. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. This spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, June 18th through the 20th at State Fair Park, and the Tulsa Farm Show returns next December. For information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. At the close Friday, June live cattle down 30 cents, 82.62. August up 45, 88.90. May feeder cattle up 17, 117.45. August up 2 cents, 126.40. May hogs up 155, 252. June was down 10 cents, 51.52. Kansas City wheat, May was down 10 and 3 quarters, 474 and 3 quarters. July was down 10 cents, 483 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, the May down 20 and a quarter cents, 526 and 3 quarters. July was down 14 and a quarter at 530 and a half. May corn down 3.5, 315 and three quarters. July was down 3 cents at 323. May soybeans down 7 cents, 832 and a quarter. July was down 7 and a quarter at 839 and a half. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.